This Bites, discussing Milwaukee's culinary and restaurant culture.
With Ann Christensen of Milwaukee Magazine and Tariq Moody of 88.9.
Welcome to This Bites, Milwaukee's longest running culinary podcast with your host, food writer and critic for Milwaukee Magazine, the wonderful, talented Ann Christensen. I'm Tariq, aka The Architect from Radio Milwaukee. On this week's edition of This Bites, we got news about Pizza Man, some sad news about Pizza Man. We also got details about Amelinda's Rising Stars pop-up dinner that's happening on April 29th. We got details about this botanical battle royale, a kind of a cocktail competition. But we're going to start off with Anne at the Milwaukee Film Festival. Kicked off, was it last week? It kicked off last week, right?
Yeah, kicked off last week. Have you been yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to. I haven't had time to go look at any films.
I saw one of the food movies.
They had the food series again?
Well, no, they don't. They don't group anything by food series, and there really are only a couple of them.
Okay,
I saw one. It's a French film, and it's fantastic.
Okay, let me get into that later. But right now, you had a little great little piece over Milwaukee Magazine website for people who want to go get some grub before they catch your film or after watching a film.
So we know that the big news this year is that Milwaukee Film added the Downer Theater as a venue. So there are now films being shown there. I saw one at the Downer this year, which was great. Great to see it back in action. But yes, you are going to want to stop and get some food either before or after a show. And the kind of the beauty of those two theaters is that you could conceivably park once and go to a show at each location and stop a bite to eat. Okay, so what do you think is the place that like typically comes to mind if you're going to go to the Oriental?
Crossroads Collective?
Yeah, Crossroads Collective. So Crossroads is honestly, it's a really different place than when it originally opened. It's a little food hall. And most of the vendors are not the same as when they first opened. Scratch Ice Cream is still there, but they have all these kind of new businesses that are in operation there. The food hall is a little bit different than it was when it first opened, but there's still probably upwards of 7 or 8 vendors in there. Kawa, which moved in there after the fire that destroyed Tavolino last year, they're still in Crossroads. They're actually one of my favorite vendors. They do ramen and sushi. There's a place that does kind of like elevated egg rolls. That's still on my list to try. I haven't tried it yet. You can get sandwiches, salads, and bowls. There's a noodle shop in there. Of course, you can get ice cream from Scratch Ice Cream. So that's a great spot to go to. I also think a good one is Hacienda, which is a tap room across the street. And they do a lot of Mexican things using smoked meats or even smoked salmon. Also, Maru. Tariq, have you been to Maru, the Korean restaurant?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
They have all of the kind of traditional Korean dishes like bibimbap, bulgogi, army stew.
I know what you're talking about because it has hot dogs and stuff in it. Yeah.
Yep, they've got that if that's what you're into. And then if you're over kind of near the Downer Theater, and if you're there during the daytime, Canela Cafe is a great place to get breakfast or lunch. I will say that Cafe Hollander does some pretty good things. There are a few things that I would get there, and they include their salads, their burgers are pretty good, and actually their brunch is pretty good as well. So those are just a few spots that are near the Oriental and Downer. The Avalon Theater is in Bayview, and there's a ton of choices nearby. So right across the street, you've got Cafe Corazon for Mexican food. The Avalon is on KK, but if you just go like a block to the west is Heirloom, which was a food truck and has become a restaurant, and it's great farm-to-table cuisine. Continue to go up a little bit north, and you've got Egg and Flour and Cafe Lulu. To the south of the Avalon is Honey Pie, which as you know. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of different comfort foods, mac and cheese, pot pie. They have all different, you know, dessert pies. And Sorella, a restaurant that does wood oven roasted pizzas. They have pastas, and they also have different, more elaborate, I would say, main courses that incorporate things like veal chops and pork. So there's so many choices if you're in Bayview. And again, you can just park once and grab a bite to eat and then go to a film.
Sounds good. Check out the rest of her picks. You know, or head over to Milwaukee Magazine's websites, or just head over to our website, readmilwaukee.org, where we have a link for you. Coming up on This Bites, we'll continue our conversation with Ann's conversation with some top chef guy in Milwaukee, Dan Jacobs. Top Chef is kind of like this indie series or something, very, very low key, low budget kind of show that, you know. But that's coming up on This Bites. We'll be right back.
I'm 88.9's Dory Zori.
And I'm Milwaukee Films' Christopher Pollard.
And we are the hosts of Cinebuds.
Yeah, we are. And on Cinebuds, we talk about movies.
Flicks.
Moving pictures, they are referred to as also.
Talkies.
Talkies is good, yeah. And you can listen to us every week.
On Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
Yeah, or you can listen to the entire podcast at radiomilwaukee.org/podcast.
Why wouldn't you? Cinebuds is brought to you with support from our members.
Love you.
We're back on This Bites, Milwaukee's longest running culinary podcast, with Ann Christensen from Milwaukee Magazine and Tariq, a.k.a. the architect, from Radio Milwaukee. Let's get back into it. Top Chef, a little show that's on some indie cable, small cable channel. it's a big thing now in Milwaukee because they're in Wisconsin. Milwaukee, they filmed last year, and we have Milwaukee's own Dan Jacobs is part of it. Mm-hmm. You got a chance to have a little conversation with Dan Jacobs about his experience on Top Chef. So yeah. How did that go?
Well, first of all, things are a little bit different from when Dan was just a chef and owner of Dan Dan. Since he became a Top Chef contestant, you got to go through the Top Chef brass. So basically, I did an interview and the Top Chef people listened in at the same time because... Yeah. Hmm. Well, he can't reveal anything about any of the episodes that haven't aired yet. So I had to jump through some hoops to get an interview, but it was really fun. It was fun to talk with him about, kind of what it was like representing Milwaukee. He's dealing with a lot kind of physically. He has what's called Kennedy's disease. It's similar to ALS. And so he talked a little bit about the challenges of, the physical challenges of it. So what do you want to know, Tariq?
Everything.
Everything. Everything.
Like what you talk about experience. So how do you, I'm assuming you asked like, did he enjoy his experience? I'm assuming that's the question you ask, right?
I asked him things like, do you think being on Top Chef has made you a better chef? I asked him what he has learned, you know.
So what was the answer to that?
Well, he said that he thinks it kind of forces you to be a better chef or to work differently because you're put in these challenges and you have to think on your feet and you don't have any time to
plan and iterate. And
yeah.
It makes you a better top chef.
Yeah, you could say that. he also was telling me that, you know, not only is it really kind of a physical challenge, because if you're watching the show, Tariq, the chefs are always running. They're always running. They're running inside Whole Foods to get ingredients. They're running to get to sit there. It seems like they're always being timed and everything is just.
Yeah. But they're not running with knives in their hands, right?
No, they're not running with knives or scissors. But he said that he thinks it's more of a mental game than a physical game. You know, it's like 80% mental of And I was like, well, so how do you prepare for something like that? And he said, you know, partly he worked on himself, you know, like doing more meditation and things to really get himself in a place where he felt like he could handle these challenges. And then I asked him if physically he had to work on himself as well to kind of get ready for that. And he's like, yeah, he's a personal trainer.
Oh, he has a personal trainer. Did Top Chef give him a personal trainer? Or this is
No, I don't think so. I think he's been working with a trainer on his own for a while, because Kennedy's disease creates some kind of physical challenges for walking, things like that.
Yeah.
And he wears and you see this on the show, he wears some kind of brace on each of his legs, which helps him move around, helps him with mobility. But I also said, you know, I think that there's, in a way, I mean, he's kind of like the moral center of the show. He's like, he's maybe the oldest contestant, so he's got a little bit more experience as a chef under his belt.
Did you tell him that? He's the oldest contestant? Did you tell him that?
No, because he says it on an episode.
Oh, he says it. Okay.
He makes jokes about his age on the episode.
Yeah, what is he, 38?
I know, he's like 45. I told him I think he has some of the best lines on the show. And he said he doesn't know why they always seem to like pull his voice. He said he thinks it's because he always talks to himself. Like when he's cooking or he's doing something, he's talking to himself, he's muttering. So it's almost like they, you know, they kind of like focus in on him and you get his voice saying something goofy. And it's funny. So I don't know. I think he comes off as a really charming part of the show. Nice.
Any other insights into Chef Jacobs?
Well, I got to tell you, I was trying really hard to find out, like, how much time did you spend on the show? How much time away from your wife and all of this? And yeah, they wouldn't let him answer questions like that, because it was, you know, it was getting at, you know, certain things that they can't reveal, you know. Oh, but I asked him, one of the things you might find interesting, because some of these dishes that they make sound really great, you know, like I was like, do you think at some point you would offer any of these dishes that you created on an Estrev menu? And he said, actually, yes. We talked about one specifically. There was a challenge where he had to do elevated bar snacks. So he had to make
it. I remember that episode. Yeah.
That was about, he had to use popcorn. So he did this really creative thing and it was this very elevated dish, but it just looked like a bowl of popcorn. So when it was served, that's what it looked like. So he said, yeah, he thinks that he would create something like that for a future Estrev menu.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can check out the rest of Ann's conversation with Top Chef contestant Milwaukee's own Dan Jacobs at MilwaukeeMag.com, or you'll find a link at RadioMilwaukee.org. Next, we got some sad news. Abruptly, Pizza Man closes after shortly moving to a new location, not even barely a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that popped in my feed. Yeah. A restaurant has been around for 54 years. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there is still another location. There's one in Wauwatosa. So isn't gone completely, but it just
this is the one that matters, right?
Well, this is the East Side one, and it was known as an East Side institution. So although isn't that location technically River West? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's technically River West. Yeah.
Okay.
See,
you can how important that is to you, Tariq.
You hear that, restaurants? You can have a restaurant River West. You know, Bayview is not your only option. Just pointing out there. But located at 2060 North Humboldt, they posted on social media, quote, "It is with a heavy heart that we announced the permanent closure of our restaurant, Humboldt Boulevard." The business wrote in a statement on social media, "We've had the pleasure of serving you for the past year, and we are grateful for your patronage and support." And that post went on to say, "For their former employees, hard work and commitment to the restaurant ensured patrons that the transition will be as caring as possible for staff." So basically, Pizza Man launched in 1970. The restaurant garnered a loyal Milwaukee following through its late night carryout service and the free quart of Pepsi with every order. A free quart of Pepsi with every order. Did they still do that? Were they still doing that? Or was that just something long time ago?
I don't know.
The restaurant original location actually succumbed to a fire back in 2010, prompting the extended closure of the original location of Pizza Man, which reopened back in 2013. So pour out one for Pizza Man in River West. Next, James Beard nominee, semifinalist Gregory Leone and his restaurant, Alma Linda's, hosting a dinner, and the Rising Stars pop-up dinner, which features five up-and-coming chefs. Chefs include Alma Linda's sous chef Trevor Carper, 1033 executive chef Adam Kimmler, Night Wolf executive chef Elijah Lobaka, Uncle Wolfie's Breakfast Tavern executive chef Jesse Wendell, and Midwest Sad Bakery chef owner Sammy Sandrin, who will open a brick and mortar carryout shop at 770 East Wisconsin this spring, as reported by the journal Sentinel. So we got the menu. We knew about this dinner, but we didn't have the menu at the time. Journal Sentinel posted the menu from each of the chefs. So starting with Kimmler, got that Hokkaido scallop. Have you had a Hokkaido scallop?
No, I've never had that. I don't think I have.
Very unique, sweet, lovely.
Really? But,
And marinated cucumbers, jalapeno, cilantro, emulsion, prawn stock, tempura, and yuzu kosho salts. Lobaka. It says kosho. Or maybe it could be kosher. I don't know. That's the way it came in.
Okay.
Could be kosher. Lobaka has foie. Okay. That's a duck consomme and black truffle mayo. Oh, I know what happened. It's how it pasted funny from the PDF.
I wonder.
I think that's how it pasted. Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah. That's how we got the notes in. Anyway. Thanks, Google Docs. Chef Wendell has a smoked nettle, Daojiao Mian noodles with pickled rams, soy marinated morels, chili crisp, and fried shallots. And finally, the baker, Sandrin, matcha and roasted white chocolate cheesecake, sesame and honey brittle crusts. So it looks good menu. The dinner takes place from 6:30 to 9:30 on April 29th. We'll post links and all that and more at radiomilwaukee.org. And finally, cocktails. Ann's big on her, but Ann just drinks tequila straight out of a bottle. I try to try cocktails, but I just like it all natural. There will be a botanic, what? Did I say something wrong?
Yeah.
Inaccurate?
Yeah, I got to correct you on something. They may have gotten it wrong, but you mentioned Sam Sandrin opening Midwest Sad.
Yeah.
It's at 770 North Jefferson Street, not 770 East Wisconsin.
That's how it pasted. Weird.
That must not be right. But it's in that building in the basement where Shah G is. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it says right here, 770 East Wisconsin Avenue in Journal Sentinel.
I believe they are wrong.
It says will open a brick and mortar.
Okay.
I mean,
unless something changed, something could have changed.
Maybe. Okay. As I was saying before, Ian is not a big fan of cocktails. She likes straight out of the bottle, all natural. trying to get her to spread her wings.
Spread my wings. Yeah, I know.
Spread your wings.
I know. It's just not happening, but
Yeah, I've seen you with a straw in a bottle of vodka once. So that was weird. But anyway, There is going to be a botanical battle royale, the kickoff patio season at the Ivy House on May 5th. This inaugural craft competition features Bittercube bitters. Of course, why would you not do that? Heirloom liquors. It will be on May 5th from noon to 5 p.m. The Wisconsin's top bartenders will go head-to-head in a showcase and competition like no other. And partnership with Bittercube and Heirloom liquors.
You sound boxing, like an announcer, Tariq.
Boxing announcer voice. In partnership with Bittercube and Heirloom liquors, the event will take place at Two Birds Event Group's flagship venue, the Ivy House, 906 South Barclay. Weather permitting, the indoor-outdoor event will combine the art of mixology and fierce competition and break in the Ivy House dreamy, ivy-drenched patio.
Wow.
Each bartender will craft cocktails imbued with the distinct botanical flavors of Bittercube bitters and heirloom liquors, showcasing their creativity, skill, and ingenuity. Special guest hosts and a panel of judges from around the country. Around the country will lend their expertise to the events and up the ante. So again, that takes place May 5th. We post details and all that over our website at radiomilwaukee.org. Well, that wraps up this week's edition of the longest running culinary podcast, This Bites, which tops Top Chef in our hearts. This Bites is produced by Marcus Doucette.
He's probably like, what did I sign up for with this?
And generosity comes from our wonderful members of Radio Milwaukee. Remember, feedback's important, so please rate and review Ann, not me. And as always, Ann, stay hungry.
Keep the Malort cold.
Ice cold, baby. Ice, baby. Have a good weekend, Ann.
You too.